listening to the Online Supercoach Podcast, the place where business owners create breakthroughs. Here's your host, AJ Mirza.
All right, so I am super excited. Don't mind the microphone, it's a bit scratchy, but so is my voice. Just woke up from a nap. It's going to take me a few minutes to get fully awoke, but I am here supercharged and excited to interview Tyler Kelly. You see, Tyler came to my seminar April of 2016, and he was this bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, 23-year-old, excited to get started with online coaching, and he was like chomping at the bit to get started. And I remember, like, even before him coming to the seminar, he was emailing me all these questions with excitement. I'm like, damn, this guy's asking a lot of questions. And you guys know when you have people that ask you a lot of questions, they can be really awesome or really annoying. So I was kind of worried, I'm like, this guy going to be a problem client. But gave you the seminar, signed up, and from that point on, just took off like a freight train in a very short amount of time, made a return on his investment, and then just started growing and growing and growing. You know, a few months after, hit his first $10,000 a month online, decided to join Team No Pants. He quit training people in person, went fully online. And, you know, December, about 6-7 months after he started, he was able to take the money that he earned and he gave, you know, money back to charity. And then 2 months later, he went and bought his father a car, you know, accomplish a dream many of us have, to buy your parents a car. And that shows the type of heart that he has, always gives back, you know, adds value to the world, but reinvests his money and helps other people. And last month, Tyler hit his personal best. You know, he had his 24th birthday, and he had $20,000 a month in revenue. So he's doing big things, created a lot of traction over the past year, you know, really, really took his business to the next level, implemented like a madman, and is now here to share all of his secrets. Tyler, thank you for being on here.
Absolutely, man. Jeez, what an intro. You got me so humbled over here. I got the goosebumps breaking me down.
Absolutely, man. You are one inspirational brother. So please take us back, because we all want to know, like, when you're making that transition from in-person to online, you know, before you came to the seminar, how was your life back then?
Yeah, I mean, before I was working with you, you know, I was still in love with the fitness industry, and I was working, you know, 40-plus hours like a lot of folks are in the training industry. And I started out in the commercial gym, and then I branched out on my own. I was doing a lot of in-home training, you know. I enjoyed it. It was money, but it was very time-consuming, you know. So I knew I was going to want to do more. Not going to be able to stick with that for a while. And that's when I started doing some research, found out about this online gig, maybe an event. And the day I came home from that event, I was like, oh my God, this is what I got to do. So I bit the bullet and I ran with it from there, man. And that's where it all started, you know?
Yes, no, thank you. I just wanted to check in real quick. Apparently, there's a lot of background noise. So let me know if I turn off my microphone, if you can hear Tyler clearly.
Okay. You guys hear me clearly, loud and clear? We're good.
Yeah, so the problem is my microphone is acting up, so I'm going to turn it off after asking a question and you just take over. So please pick up where we left off, just making the transition from, you know, your business in person to online.
Yeah. So when I first started online, what kind of the light bulb went off for me within that first month. So that first month, I had a huge month. We put together my first $1,000 program, got that smaller residual 21 day up and running, made just under 3,500. And that's when it kind of hit me, because I was making right around like 3,000 a month with the in-person, you know, doing the 40-plus hours. And I'm like, holy shit, like I just surpassed that within my first month. And that's when I kind of took a pretty big risk. You know, I'm a young guy at a young age, don't have a lot of obligations. So I took a risk, cut ties with about half my in-person clients, and put a little more energy into the online gig. Consistently was making about a grand more each month, to where about 3 to 4 months in, I was full-blown Team No Pants, you know, 100% online. And it's been, you know, quite a few months where I've been just full-blown online and continue to put all my effort into this thing I got going here. So super humbled by the journey and just keep running with it, baby.
All right, cool. So please shed some advice on people who are starting out and they want to go fully online. They want to join Team No Pants. What advice do you have for them to make that transition from in-person to going fully 100% online?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the first thing is obviously people still have like a lot of obligations, you know, work life, family life, you've got to make ends meet. So you still got to do some work in person, whether it's a full-time job, you're still doing some training, yada, yada. So the biggest thing from the beginning, before you get into like paid advertising and all that crazy shit, you know, people get caught up with handling too many things at once, the whole analysis paralysis. So direct outreach is probably going to be your biggest avenue from the beginning. And it takes some head work. You're going to have to buckle down and just fucking do the work. You know, you're gonna have to reach out to people and make offers and go back and forth with some folks before you got all these automation tools set up, and take up some of your time. But that's what worked for me in the beginning. I was going back and forth with a lot of people, utilizing quite a few hours a day, closing some of these sales, getting people on the phone and instilling my value and helping them realize that I'm a good fit for them and I'm gonna help them get to their desired end result. And that's a lot of what it took. AJ, in the beginning, I saw a lot of these challenges he was throwing out there, like these 100 email challenges. Okay, today alone, I want you guys reaching out to 100 individual people, literally sending 100 messages on your own to these people. And think of how many conversation starters that is. You know, people are inspired by the fact that, wow, you know, Tyler reached out to me personally. Like, this guy must be the real deal. Like, what? Why would he reach out to me just out of the blue, you know? And it gets them comfortable with you, creates a relationship. And then from there, after establishing some sort of a normal conversation, you go into sort of a pitch. You know, hey, let's get on the phone, you know, assess your unique situation and see if we can come up with a game plan as to what you're looking to achieve. Boom, you get them on the phone, and then you kind of work your magic, you know, and you kind of build up to that point where you can start implementing some of those automation systems after you got some clients, you're establishing some income online, you know, and you can put a little more focus into that gig and not worry about, you know, having to make ends meet and how you're going to get started.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. And the other question I have is, like, you know, you have a substantial business, right, hitting, you know, $20,000 a month. And most people are like, wow, you know, I would love to hit that number, but I don't have a lot of leads. So please share with people, how do you generate your online leads?
Yeah. So I'd say the biggest thing is creating solid pieces of material, landing pages, content that's eye-catching and inspiring. So like a lot of the time people are just sending application forms or going back and forth and it doesn't seem as professional. So when I was able to get just a super simple landing site up, like you promoted for us, just a video of yourself with an application form or something as simple as that to help drum up leads. And the other thing I'm getting into is how much time that saves you. So rather than having to go back and forth with each and every person and take, you know, up to a half hour to an hour to speak with each of these people individually, by being able to send them to this landing page that's going to give them some more information, give them some details about what you're offering and kind of inspire them to take more action, leverages your time as well to where you can focus on continuing to progress rather than having these numerous conversations every single day, kind of taking up all of your productivity, if that makes sense.
That is awesome. Okay, great. So you're setting up systems, client attraction, sending you to a landing page. And, you know, how many times did you have to test landing pages till you got a perfect converting one?
Yeah. It takes time. I mean, a couple of them I've built out from scratch, you know, and you've got to throw them out there. You know, not everything is going to be a gold mine right from the start. So you throw them out there, see how they react. You know, if you don't get the response that you want, you go back to the drawing board and you start tweaking it a little bit. The cool thing is, you know, obviously with this group, super supportive. A lot of people are kind of utilizing different tactics, different pages, different lead generation strategies. And a lot of the time they're willing to share it. So if you're conversing with people within the group, hey, do you have any lead generation strategies that are working for you? People are more than happy to kind of share what they've already done. So that way you don't have to go through building from scratch every single piece of advertisement that you're putting together. You know, you can kind of go off a template such as you've provided with the program or that others have up and running that are working somewhat well for them, and then kind of playing with that and making it your own.
Love it. So tell everyone like what you're selling exactly, you know, the price points, the type of programs.
Yeah. So at first I kind of got caught up with wanting to create too many programs, and I realized on my sales call. So I like to kind of dial in my sales process. So while I'm on the phone, you know, I'll record my phone calls, kind of take notes as to how the call went, you know, okay, where do I think I lost them, et cetera. And what I realized in the beginning is I had too many damn offers. So I was promoting up to like 3 to 5 programs. I'm like, oh, okay, if that's too much for you and that's too lengthy, you know, I've got this option. Then I downgrade again. And it was just too much for them by the end. You know, they were kind of confused, like, oh, okay, like what was that second option again? And it kind of lost the sale for me. So now I've kind of backtracked, and I literally have 2 programs. I have a small residual 4-week program. I charge $197 a month for that. I've got a couple funnels that pretty much take care of that entire program now for me. So that's fully automated, pretty much hands-free. And then I've got a 20-week contest prep type program that is $2,500. So those are my main 2 programs, and I put all my energy into both of those. So the premium program is pretty much what I do all the selling myself, and I'm getting consistently between 8 to 15 of those folks a month. And it's, you know, that's where I put kind of all my eggs in one basket, put all my effort into that program, deliver tremendous value, and I just continue to kind of build that aspect up.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you guys what, like, Tyler is a genius at what he does, because I actually hired him for his 20-week pre-contest program. I basically got to a place where, you know, I've been in, you know, in fitness industry for close to 15 years. I know what to do with my nutrition, but Tyler has a phenomenal accountability program, and I've seen the results that he got with his clients. So I wanted him to put me through his reverse dieting pre-contest program. And over the 5 months, Tyler's been helping me with my nutrition, and I've been checking in with him and basically telling me what to do. And if you look, if you see the way I look now, I got to attribute it to Tyler, because his stuff works, you know. And I truly feel like, because he's at a distance, he holds me a lot more accountable. And that's why, like, I'm a big proponent in online training and online coaching, right? I know that if I do my own nutrition, I'm not going to be anywhere near as good than if Tyler puts me through his program. So awesome for sharing that. And Cecile asks, so you have 2 main funnels. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Real quick on you. You know, AJ doesn't seem nice. Yeah, guys, that's on Instagram. Pretty good arm pump when that guy's got it going. But yes, Cecile, with the funnels, I actually have many more than 2 funnels. I have like 8 funnels that convert pretty well. But you start kind of figuring out which ones are converting the most, and you push those the most. So if somebody reaches out to me via Messenger, for instance, instead of once again going back and forth with them, I'll send them one of my initial landing pages. And that pretty much takes care of answering all of their unanswered questions. Once again, leveraging my time, so I don't have to go back and forth, answer everything they're uneasy about. Oh, what kind of equipment am I going to use? How long is it going to take each day? The landing page kind of takes care of all those nitty-gritty details for them. I also kind of have another little rule for myself, aside from the funnels, is I don't answer more than 2 questions per person. So if somebody's reaching out to me and they're inquiring about services or products, I try to stay off Messenger as much as possible. The goal is to get them on the damn phone so I can work my magic. So I'll, you know, establish a little bit of a relationship, answer their first question or two, but then I pull out the whole, you know, to further assess your unique situation and to come up with the best game plan for you, I'd love to get you on a brief 10-minute call. Would you be up for that? 90% of the time, they're going to say yes, and then boom, you get them on the call and you do your thing. So hope that answers your question, Cecile.
I love that. So as you can see, Tyler uses his landing page as a warm-up vehicle. You know, a lot of times people contact us, even though they're on social media, you know, they're not that warm. Let's say on a scale of 1 to 10, they're like a 3 or 4. Right. They need to know, like, and trust you. So Tyler uses his landing page as a warm-up. You know, some people use a video series, some people use a webinar. But it's going to help you so much more rather than saying, buy my shit. You know, you want to get them to see the value first before you put them through the sales process.
Yes. And time is so precious, you know. Like, once you get a solid program down, you're realizing, okay, I'm providing good results, good value. How can I further automate this? You know, you've got to start thinking about how can I leverage my time, because, you know, we're a one-man show, a one-woman business. You know, your time is precious. You've got to continue progressing and continue putting together these projects to where you can scale, you know. So you've got to really start thinking, how can I leverage these programs and make my time more valuable so that I can focus on progressing and not put all my effort into creating programs, responding to people, sending them my waivers and questionnaires. You know, you can automate that stuff so you can continue to focus on progressing and moving forward.
Awesome, Tyler. So let's say if I took everything away from you, your websites, your warm-up funnels, your Facebook ads, all that stuff, and I put a gun to your head and said, all right, Tyler, in the next 30 days from scratch, you have to generate $10,000 of revenue. What would you do step by step?
Oh, my gosh. The first two things that would probably come to mind is my two highest converting funnels, which basically do a lot of freaking work for me. So I have my first funnel would definitely be a webinar. I know you're a huge fan of this as well. My webinar is like a 25-minute presentation that gives people so much value, creates a lot of connection with me, and they feel like they already have this relationship with me. Like, oh my God, Tyler is the person I need to work with. Like, how can I get with this guy? You know, and at the end of my webinar, I offer a 10-minute call. So they feel like, oh my God, this is an opportunity where I can talk with the man himself. That is like my main tool. That's where I get most of my leads from. The second one is I've got my 4-week funnel to the point where literally, as I mentioned, it's hands-free. So when somebody goes to that funnel, answers all their questions, like, oh, okay, this is awesome. This is legit. I'm interested. They can actually order right from that page. They can click order now, pick which date they want to start. They order. And then my automation sequence takes care of sending them the waiver, sending them the questionnaire. And then when they get that back to me, it goes another step and sends them into my program. So that I'm getting like 15 to 20 people from that funnel a month at 197. So that's like an extra 3,000 to 4,000 a month for me that I'm doing nothing with anymore. So those two tools are huge for me because I've still got so much more time to focus on other projects to where I don't have to put too much energy into acquiring those leads, if that makes sense. So that would probably be my first two steps, is to get those up and running, to get back on my feet, get some clothes on my back.
I appreciate you sharing that. And I'm on the same exact level. You know, the power of the webinar, you know, I give you guys an entire webinar template in the back end of the program, and your objective is to use that template and test it and tweak it, just like Tyler did, and use that as the centerpiece of your marketing. In fact, earlier this week on Monday, I had an idea for an entire new target market. So what did I do? Tuesday, I basically put together the PowerPoint. I just used a template and I filled them with the new stuff. And then yesterday, I filmed the webinar. Today, I'm running an ad to it. So the fastest way to generate income is to dial in your webinar. And obviously, if you have to promote, you're running ads, you run traffic to the webinar, and then you sell like crazy. So Tyler said the same exact thing. Let me just rebuild this funnel from start to finish, and that's how you get to that, you know, 10K mark, 20K mark, what have you, as fast as possible. And what I like to share in terms of the mindset, you know, let's say if you consistently hit these, you know, 20K months, I mean, you're going to be making $250,000 a year from online fitness. So what type of mindset is required to have a multiple six-figure online fitness business?
Oh, man. Well, first of all, you've got to be able to get through the hard times. And what really even, like, you know, I'm still, you know, a good year into this. Like, I'm learning so much. I really try to be a sponge and learn something from everybody. You know, it's, you should never settle. So at your event, I realized that you've got to be able to get through those hard times, because there's always going to be ups and downs. You know, that's the entrepreneurial journey. And people get so down on themselves because one lead generation strategy or one funnel or one outreach or one video didn't get the response they want. And you can't let that bog you down. You know, you've almost got to let it motivate you to do that much better next time around, because there are going to be those dull moments. There's going to be those dull months. Entrepreneurism is inconsistent. You know, you could have a 10K month, you could have a 2K month next month, but that's just how it goes. So you've got to be able to continue pushing onwards and focus on the journey ahead, because once those pieces of the puzzle come into place, that's when things start running smoothly. So especially in the beginning of a program like this, there's a lot of nitty-gritty content to get put together, but it's necessary to get things up and running to where you can start sitting back on the beach with your margarita or whatever the hell you want to do and be making money in the background. You know, you've got to get to that point. And some people look at entrepreneur journey and see the end result, and they're like, oh my God, that looks so nice. Like, I can't wait to be there. But they don't understand what almost every one of those individuals had to go through to get there, you know, and that success comes at different levels for everybody. So just got to stick through the journey, baby.
I appreciate you sharing that, you know, just like the example that I said, you know, I had an idea on Monday, I filmed a webinar and I'm running ads today, you know, 3 days after, there's no guarantee that that webinar is going to convert, you know, I'm keeping my fingers crossed, but I'll know in the next few days as the traffic is going to the webinar, if it does not convert, then what do? I go back and I redo the webinar and I run ads again. And I do it over and over and over again. And I would say that the secret of success is persistence. You know, in a dream come true world, a person would do a webinar, create a landing page, and all of a sudden they become an online millionaire. That's not the case. I've been in this game for over a decade and I still have massive failures. You know, luckily I know that what I do over and over and over again is going to lead to success. So I keep persisting. And just like Tyler said, you want to use the failure as fuel to keep on continuing.
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah, you know, and a lot of people are at these points where they're still not too paid advertising. That's where I mentioned, you know, you're going to have to bust your balls someday. You know, if you're still working a full-time job, you're going to have to get home and message some people and drum up some lead generation. You know, you've got to put in some work in the beginning to get something out of it to where you've got some money in your pocket, you've built some confidence, you got that fire lit under your ass to where you can keep plugging away at things, you know. We got some...
Yeah, absolutely. I just want to take a quick check-in. How's my audio? Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give it?
Yeah, we're sitting around the 5 or 6. I mean, it's pretty scrappy. I can make out what I'm saying. It's just a little annoying.
Okay, so I'm gonna make it really easy and less painful for you guys. Tyler can see the questions, okay? So any questions you have, please post them in the chat so I can shut up and let Tyler ask his questions. And if I have a question, I'll unmute myself.
Too funny. We got twos, fours, fives. We got a freaking zero in here. All right. Redoing webinars. What do you change? Locations topic to AJ. What do you change? Yeah, when retaping webinars, yeah, sometimes I'll just listen back on the webinar myself and be like, okay, what things can I change? Or AJ, I remember in the beginning of the program, AJ would say, send your webinar to 10 individuals that are close to you or something, or not even close to you, and get their reaction on it. Like, ask what they would think, you know, and if it's your energy, if it's you're losing them with too much boredom, you're talking about yourself too much, there's a lot of aspects that could kind of go wrong or lose the audience engagement with a webinar. And that's where you've just got to keep tweaking and keep making different versions until you've kind of found that gold mine to where it's grabbing good attention and getting people to take the action that you're asking for at the end of it. Hope that answers your question.
Yeah, so also that's Coach Lord on the line. She literally just signed up last night. So the other thing is, like, you know, when you get to the webinars, there's a workshop where it shows you how to test it and how to tweak it. So if you're not doing webinars right now, don't even think about that crap. You know, focus on what you need to do, because there's stuff you can do down the line, which is important, but you want to focus on what you got to do right now. So go ahead and answer the questions, Tyler.
Yeah. Cecile, so did I do a webinar in the first month? I think it was like the end of the first month I did the webinar. So I got through my video series, got through my 21-day program, got my whole 21-day program designed, knew how I wanted to run it, was ready to run that with my first group. And then, yes, my next objective was getting that webinar up and running. So I built out the whole PowerPoint slide, got that all put together, and then I taped it, and I started utilizing it in a few different ways. So yes. Adrian, when you reach out to people, is it anyone just randomly, or do you wait till they engage with you? Good point. So, like, another thing, so I did create a business page right off the bat for Logical Lifting, my website, and anybody who would like that page, I reach out to them. Thanks for liking my page. You know, something as simple as that. So I mean, I would randomly pick on people. I mean, I went as far as my posts, if they were inspirational posts, questions, anything, I went as far as reaching out to the people that just liked that post, not even the ones that commented it. So I'd reach out to the people that liked it and ask them a question like, hey, thanks for liking my post. Like, what resonated with you most about what I said? You know, boom, right there is a conversation starter. So if you get 50 likes on a post that was just an inspirational quote, reach out to those people and ask, be like, hey, what did you like about that inspirational quote, you know? And that's just a simple conversation starter, and it puts them in their head puts it in their head that you reached out to them at some point. They remember you that much more from then on. So if you put out a couple offers in the future, you continue posting continuously, they remember that. You know, it's like it was a sentimental feeling to them that you reached out to them personally, and they're that much prone to taking action in the future. So that's another huge tool I used from the beginning. Absolutely. And you know, that inspired me right there, that question. I haven't been doing a ton of that lately. I should, you know, people that like my shit, I should be reaching out to them. Why wouldn't you do that? You know, sometimes I get away from those organic lead generation strategies that I can still be utilizing, you know, and taking that all out massive action. So hell yeah, getting me fired up now. Yeah, man, you know, there's those days that you're so fired up. Even AJ has those challenges. You know, if you're feeling fired up and inspired one day, freaking email 100 people separately. Just shoot them a super short message. Yeah, you're going to get a lot of people responding to your inbox, but think of how much potential money that could generate. If you're selling a $1,000 program or whatever it is, you reach out to 100 people, and even if 10 of those people end up responding back and you get them into some sort of program, that's a lot of potential money, you know? So Aaron, all right. How did you determine what you're going to send to your landing pages to sign up for your 4-week program versus who you hit up for your high-end program? It obviously depends on their goal. So that's where, if they're directly interested in my 4-week program, I'll send them directly to that landing page and let that take care of the work, since I've realized that page converts at a high rate. If they reach out to me with a more complicated goal or a more long-term goal, I've got a wedding, I'm looking to prepare for a contest, etc., then that's when I ask to get on that phone call. You know, let's assess your unique situation, kind of come up with an ideal game plan for you. And if on the phone I realize their goal is applicable for my longer-term program, totally will I pitch that over the 4-week, 100%. So most of my 4-weekers nowadays, in the beginning, I was getting on the phone with them and closing sales, but now my mindset is that program is kind of cheaper. It's only a residual program, $197. So I let my landing page take care of most of that work, because I don't want to be using a lot of my time throughout the day on the phone with people that I'm only trying to sell a $197 program for, if that makes sense. So Kevin, is your 4-week program more like general, same workout scheme, a 25-week membership, customized nutrition? Yeah, exactly. So my 4-week program is a lot more, not exactly cookie cutter, but a little more applicable towards the goal. So it is kind of an automated nutrition sequence. So I take their, you know, their macro split, their body weight times something, and just tell them what their macro split should be to optimally lose body fat during those 4 weeks. It's kind of an intro jumpstart, you know, jumpstart your fat loss within these 4 weeks. And then afterwards, of course, you upsell them. So they get great results. They love the program. It was fun. That's what I get on the phone with every single person that took my 4-week program, ask them how it went, you know, their results, if they're willing to give a testimonial. And then I talk about their further goals, reassess their goals, and see if they want to progress from there. I would say about 60% of the people end up buying my bigger program after my 4-week as well. So I totally forgot to throw that point in there. Where are we? When you launched the 21-day program in the beginning, did you just follow AJ's template or recreate your own? I did follow a lot of the stuff AJ recommended. Obviously, we all like making it our own. So like, I thought 21 days was a little too short for me. I wanted to make it a 28-day program. Not a huge difference, but I just wanted to make it 4 weeks instead of 3 weeks. So I did that. You know, I used, obviously, we're all professional trainers. We know how to get results and all that. So I used my own platform for the training. You know, I made it an in-home based program, body weight calisthenic type stuff, you know, and I just ran with it. You test it the first month, see how the results are, see how the value is, see if people were happy with the interaction and engagement, and then you tweak and fine tune it from there to continue perfecting it, obviously, on the value side. So Adrian, how do you follow up with people that don't respond to calls, messages? Yeah. So sometimes I'll shoot them a text, be like, hey, you know, I called you at our scheduled time. Not sure what happened. Are you looking to reschedule? Would you like to reschedule? You know, if they get back to you, cool. If they don't, you know, I let it go. But yeah, I mean, you can also set up, and I haven't done this yet, but I'd like to in the near future, actually set up an autoresponder to where you can set up a sequence to where if they don't answer your call or something, they automatically get sent an email and be like, hey, see, you missed our call. You know, are you needing to reschedule? Are you still interested? Yada, yada. So one less thing that you would have to do. Matt, Tyler, would you be willing to share a sample sales call you recorded in the past for us to learn from? I mean, yeah, I mean, I've got a lot of sales calls, obviously recorded. Obviously, each person is going to benefit differently from what they're selling and what their sales process is like. But yeah, I mean, obviously listening to sales calls is going to benefit you in some way, just hearing different methods and other tactics people utilize. But yeah, I can talk to AJ and see if I could throw one of those up in the group, try and figure out a way to attach one of my calls into the group for sure. So AJ, how did you get a good phone sales? What? What are you asking?
How'd you get so good at phone sales?
How did I? I read that wrong. My apology. How did I get good at phone sales? Oh my gosh. So probably the biggest tool I used was honestly downloading a call recorder. I don't think it's technically legal. So just use it for your own purposes. Obviously keep it private, but I record my sales calls for my purpose and I listen back to them. So if a sales call felt like it was going well and I lost them like three quarters of the way through and they ended up not buying, you know, I go back to that sales call and I go to that three quarter mark and I'm like, okay, what did I do that potentially lost their interest? And biting my program, you know, it seemed like it was so going so good up to that point. What could have gone wrong, you know? And I take notes on that, and I tweak my sales process almost weekly, you know. And thankfully, I'm at a point now where I get a lot of leads in the door, so I'm on a lot of calls these days, so I can really assess what is working and what's not, so I can kind of fine tune and perfect that sales process. I also write out on a sheet of paper kind of a guideline for myself. I don't go by a full blown script anymore because I know kind of what I'm pitching and promoting. But I kind of have a guideline as to if we get off track, I know what I need to resort back to next to keep that flow before I get to that end pitch and make sure I cover all the points that I know I need to cover. So, yeah, I can definitely share a close for one of my larger programs. I'll have to do that for sure. I'll dig one up. I've got a few saved ones and share it within the group. So I'd be more than glad to do that for everybody. So that's a nerve-wracking part. You know, a lot of people hate doing the actual sales process, or they tweak out about throwing that price out there. And I was totally in that boat. I used to be the bargain trainer. I wanted to give everybody the best bang for their buck, give them a good deal. But you've got to realize your worth too. You know, what is that saying about your services and what you're providing if you're always lowballing yourself, you know? So you've really got to instill that value in yourself that you are worth what you're charging. You're the best damn trainer, coach at whatever it is that you're doing. So absolutely. Yeah. So I think the app is literally called Call Recorder that I downloaded. So go into the Google Play Store or the Apple iOS Store and literally just search Call Recorder. And it automatically kicks in every phone call you have. So even my phone call with my parents, my girlfriend, everything just gets recorded. And you can go back in there and delete them at a later date. You can save them. You can put notes in them. You can name them. So it's a really nice app to use. You know, you don't even realize it's running in the background until you need to utilize it. So.
Yes, sorry, I'm going to interject, but 100%, you know, the fastest way that I got good at phone sales was recording, listening, and analyzing my sales calls. And if you use an iPhone, it's called Tape Talk Android Automatic Call Recorder. Inside a Facebook group, I have the links to those. But that is the fastest way to get good, because when you listen to yourself again, you see all of your flaws, all of your mistakes, and where you could improve, basically.
Yes, absolutely. Get on that. Quick free download. It's a no-brainer tool to utilize. So definitely jump on that. Good stuff. Any more questions?
So where is Tyler going a year from now when you're hitting your $100,000 a month goal? What are you going to get there?
Oh my gosh, dude. The biggest thing is automation at this point. So I'm even going through like an aspect of automating my 20-week contest prep. Not full automation. Obviously, they need to have their nutrition updated weekly based on how they're progressing, et cetera. But it's really good to get away from sending individualized documents all the time and always updating clients. There's nothing wrong with having personalized systems, but once again, we're a one-man, one-woman show for the most part. And we've got a lot of tasks to accomplish. And, you know, the whole reason of getting online in the first place is to leverage our time and our income. So we don't want to be slaves to our work, you know, like a typical 9-to-5. So automating as much as you can is really important. So thinking of any aspects, and once you have a program or a piece of content that's working for you, take a step back and think, okay, how can I automate this to help me be more efficient with my time on a daily basis? So that is something I consider and think of with everything in my program, whether it's the program itself, whether it's a landing page, whether it's sending certain documents, updates, my posts. I'm always thinking of ways to leverage my time so I can continue focusing on other projects and not be so stuck on what I'm being consumed with. So kind of off topic. how to see the analytics for the 7-day series. I'm not exactly sure what she's referring to, but I'm sure it's all within the site and the group. AJ, you could probably answer that question a little bit better. Aaron, does your 28-day program have any personal client interaction, or is it fully automated? Yes, absolutely. So as of 3 months ago, I've actually got the program fully automated within a membership site, which is super sweet once you get to that point. But I do have a support group in Facebook as well. So I used to run the whole program through the Facebook group. I'd upload the videos the night before and everything, but now I've eliminated that step of having to update them manually, upload the videos. But I do have the interaction aspect there for obviously, you know, keeping the group fun, interactive, and, you know, they're always posting up their sweaty selfies and having fun with it. So I definitely do have a support group that I'll ask engaging questions and kind of keep it fun. You know, one post on a daily basis takes 30 seconds for me to type out in that support group. So that's a good aspect to have for engagement, smaller residual program like that. Absolutely. How to gain more traction midway 7-day series. Oh man. Like I said, my biggest thing with those like videos, every video is I reach out to even the likers. So if you're getting even 30 likes on a post, you know, even one of your lower end posts, reach out to all those likers, you know, hey, thank you so much for liking that post. That was, you know, a big revelation for me. I don't really let that out much, you know, just reaching out to those people, literally just reaching out to the like, or is asking some kind of engagement, just get that interaction with them, talk with them. And you really will never know what comes out of it. You know, it's always potential lead generation, potential clientele. So bust your butt and reach out to everybody, all the commenters, likers. What do you use to keep track of clients and their meals calls? For nutrition, I'm a fan of MyFitnessPal. That's my big go-to. You can become friends with them. You can see everything they're logging. Once again, super easy for me to take care of on my end. I know AJ and his program previously, he was a huge fan of Lean Buddy. That one, they can actually take pictures of their food for accountability purposes. That's a great asset to use. So it's kind of based on what you're doing with your programs and what accountability measure is going to work best for you. So I don't make them send pictures. No, not of their food. No. So I can see what they're entering in on their end into their food log each day. So that for me is enough. You know, if somebody's like, on the rare occasion, somebody's like, oh, you know, I'm, it's too hard to hit these or eat these foods on a daily basis, or it's too hard to manage this. You know, I can look back at their food log, or if they're not getting results for some reason, you look back at their food log and see, you know, what they've been consuming. So yes. Just the MyFitnessPal at the end of the day. Yes. What are your daily habits for mindset, energy, and confidence? Yeah, I definitely have a routine. You know, you've got to develop a routine on a daily basis. Otherwise, you could get out of that rut and just fall into past habits. You know, as they say, it takes like 90 days or so to create a habit. So I get up around 7 every day. My girlfriend doesn't get up till 9. So 7 to 9 is kind of productivity work. I actually start out with some sort of video at the beginning of the day, whether it's a motivational video, infotainment, listening to a speech, you know, a lot of Russell Brunson content, Gary Vaynerchuk, just things that are knowledgeable, but also get me fired up for the day. That's kind of how I start off my day until 9 o'clock. She gets up, we go grab coffee, take the dog for a walk. You know, I'll grab some more work between like 11 and 1, whatever project I'm working on. Right now, it's actually currently putting together the bits and pieces for my podcast. I'm looking forward to launching a podcast in the next couple of months. Super excited about that. So midday, that's kind of been my project lately. And then, you know, grab some lunch, and then in the evening, get a workout in, you know, a little more evening work time. So, you know, adds up to a couple solid hours of work a day. You know, I'm definitely putting in, plenty of effort into my business and trying not to slack off, you know, but you get to that point where you can start laying back a little more, kind of mixing pleasure with, the business aspects a little more. So I have to take my girlfriend to the airport. All right. See you, Sam. Glad to have you on, bud. Appreciate it.
And one thing I wanted to take note of, you know, last month was the last that Tyler actually traveled. You know, he came to New York, spent a week with his girlfriend, traveled around, came to my seminar, went to, San Francisco, went to Lake Tahoe, like really traveled the entire month and had his best month of income. So I want to know, like, how do you manage being on vacation and still generating revenue?
Yeah, I mean, it's a no-brainer. You know, obviously we're running an online business. There's nothing at home that I need that I don't have on the go. You know, I've got my laptop. I've got access to all my documents, everything I need to take care of my clients. They don't even know I'm on vacation. You know, that's the crazy part. And AJ, you know, I barely even realized that point. You literally just mentioned that. I was in New York and California. I was gone for 2.5 weeks last month. And yes, you're right. It was my biggest month. And it's hard to even believe that. You know, a year ago, I would have never ever fathomed that I could accomplish something like that. And it's just being able to handle all those systems on the go and have everything set up appropriately to where you can mix that pleasure and business aspect. So yeah, pretty mind-blowing to think that I was still in touch with all my clients, closing sales. I was literally closing. I think I closed 3 sales while I was in California. You know, I minimized my call intake. So I was kind of closing out my schedule to obviously enjoy my time. But the few calls that I did have, I was closing sales on vacation. And then, you know, they'd start the process and I wouldn't have to send them anything. It was all automated. You know, it becomes really luxurious. So very, very grateful for everything so far. You just keep pushing forward, right? So.
Awesome. Awesome. So obviously as you're listening to this or listening to the replay, you're going to have a ton more questions. You know, just like everyone was saying, Tyler is the effing man. So you can post the questions inside the Facebook group and Tyler will answer them all day long. He's an open book. You know, if you want to look at some of his landing pages, some of his strategies, he's happy to share them. I'm excited to get his weight loss clothes over the phone. So you can see Tyler uses the same script that you use, but it's just basically the energy that he puts into it. And, you know, this chat box is very limiting because obviously we not everyone can see it. So please, 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 inside the Facebook group, just thank Tyler for his time and for this presentation, because, you know, he's obviously doing great things, but he's a very generous person to always give back. So please say your thank you inside the Facebook group. They're much better. And also any additional questions you have on how Tyler gets leads, how he sells his program, how he warms his clients up, and also how he coaches his clients. You know, I said, I'm one of Tyler's students and his coaching program is phenomenal. Like, I feel like the guy's looking over my shoulder all the time and it's all virtual, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And Adrian, I see you asked about landing pages. Yeah. If you guys got any questions, like AJ just said, post them up in the group. If you've got landing page questions, things like that, obviously they're greatly beneficial. You know, when you get to that point, you definitely want to utilize them. So any questions regarding that, throw them up in the group and I'll be more than willing to get back to you and answer you guys. So. Been a pleasure. So any more questions coming through? We all good? All right. Appreciate it.
All right. Cool, guys. All right. Cool. So listen, you know, let's continue this conversation in the after party, which is our secret Facebook group. And I'm going to be there. Tyler's going to be there. Just obviously let Tyler know what you got from his workshop. And also, you know, Tyler's really cool. I mean, he's very nice. If you have something personal, you can message him. He'll respond back to you. You know, he's a giving guy, and because he's so giving, that is why he's so successful. And you could be, you know, hitting 20K a month in a very short amount of time as well. Success loves clues, you know. Just ask Tyler, like, what did you do? He's on the same exact journey that you're on. So just ask him. Post inside the group. Ask questions. Be curious, because like Russell Brunson has a great quote, says, you're one funnel away. And that's the whole thing. You know, you're one strategy away from your first 10K month. You're one strategy away. Once you get that down pack, that is it. So thank you, Tyler. I appreciate you. And I really appreciate your generosity and how much you share and contribute to everyone.
Yes, appreciate it. Seriously, thank you so much for having me on. 24 participants. This is awesome. This was a lot of fun. So appreciate it. Thanks again, AJ.
Thanks for listening to the Online Super Coach Podcast. If you like this show, share it with your friends and subscribe on iTunes. For show notes and for free training on how you can attract, convert, and deliver like a million-dollar online coach, visit OnlineSuperCoach.com.